श्री परमात्मने नमः। चैप्टर 3 वर्स 42 ट्रांसलेशन। द सेंसेस आर सेड टू बी ग्रेटर देन द बॉडी, बट ग्रेटर देन द सेंसेस इज द माइंड, ग्रेटर देन द माइंड इज द इंटेलेक्ट, एंड व्हाट इज ग्रेटर देन द इंटेलेक्ट इज ही इन कैपिटल एच, दैट इज इन ब्रैकेट सेल्फ। दिस इज द सीक्वेंस। This is the body. Greater than the body are the senses. What does it mean? Particularly five senses of knowledge. There are 10 senses. Five senses of knowledge. Eyes, ears, taste, touch, like that. Five senses are there, through which we have the knowledge. We see through eyes, we relish through tongue, palate, we have this touch through the skin, we hear music through ear. These are the senses of all, the organs of knowledge. The Lord is saying that is stronger than the body are senses. What does it mean? Stronger or more subtle or more important? If the body is there and we have no eyes, useless becomes the body. No ears, more useless. No smell, still useless, just like a stone. So senses are stronger than the body. This is the meaning. Senses are subtle, more important, more powerful. It is through the senses. And then the Lord says, the senses are said to be greater than the body, but greater than the senses is the mind. The senses are working, but the mind is not working properly. The senses become useless. For example, these mad people, their senses are working. The mind is not in order. Therefore, senses become useless. Mind is greater than senses. But greater than the senses is the mind. Greater than the mind is the intellect. How? The mind is also working properly, but one is unable to decide correctly, then mind also useless. The faculty of taking correct decision is more important than even mind. Mind means desires or thought. Thoughts or desires. So thoughts are there, desires are there, but one is unable to decide correctly whether one should eat at this time or not. One is not having appetite, but one is having the smell of pakoras and the appetite is not there. So it is the faculty of intellect which will tell you, I am not hungry, no matter, they are tasty, but I should not take. Because it is the intellect which will tell you that if I take them, what will be the problem at 1:30 in the night? This is the function of intellect. Mind is telling you they are very tasty. Intellect will tell you don't take it. This is the difference between mind and intellect. Intellect decides. So the faculty of taking correct decisions is more important. Greater than the mind is the intellect. And what is greater than the intellect is he. He means he. We can't point out God like this. Why it is given like he? God cannot be pointed out, here is God. Then what is there? There is also God. Everywhere is God. Therefore he. Who is he? He is he. Like that. In the bracket they have given for the help, this self, the word self has been given. Self and he, God are one. So this is the sequence. Now the last verse, translation. Thus Arjun, knowing that which is higher than the intellect and subduing the mind by reason, kill this enemy in the form of desire, that is hard to overcome. This is the method has been given in the end. Knowing that which is higher than the intellect. So all the problem will be solved only when the experience of the self happens. When enlightenment happens, problem is solved. There is the solution to all. So knowing that which is higher than the intellect and subduing the mind by reason. Reason is the faculty of intellect. So bring under control the mind through the reason of intellect. And then the senses will also be controlled. Kill this enemy in the form of desire that is hard to overcome. The Lord Himself is saying to control desires is hard, difficult. There is a very good example in one of the Upanishads about this very sequence. It is explained there in one of the verses that there is a chariot. The horses are like senses. The horse is running on the ground. And there is the driver of the chariot. And the driver has the reins in his hand, moving the horses, sometimes faster, sometimes controlling them. So, this body is the chariot, our body. The senses are like the horses, and there is sitting the charioteer who moves, the driver of the chariot. That is intellect. Intellect is the chariot, who moves the chariot. And who is the real owner of the chariot? Self. The charioteer, the driver of the chariot, should obey the instructions given by the master of the chariot, the king. The king sits at the back, the driver drives, the horse is run. So whatever instruction is given by the master, they should be obeyed by the driver of the chariot. So the driver of the chariot should take the instructions from the master. This intellect, like the charioteer, the driver of the chariot, should take inspiration and guidance from the master, who is also there. Through the help of the guru, master, other things. And as the instruction is given, according to those instructions, then the horses should be given the freedom to run on the ground. The ground is not smooth, the horses should be controlled. The ground is smooth, the horses can run. All this is to be done by the chair. So intellect is the important, but most important is the self. Now the question arises, that's all right, if one is able to know the instructions given by the self, then the problem can be solved. But one has no experience of the self. Then how to have the instructions? For that, Guru works in the form of yourself. Firstly, the Guru is outside of you, some human being, in the arrangement of God. God is the real Guru, the self is the real Guru. But for help, you meet somebody on whom that grace of God has happened. Then he tells you the path, this way or that way. So, if the horses are controlled by the driver correctly, that is, if the senses are controlled by the intellect, and this rein which connects the driver of the chariot with the horses, this is the mind. Horses are the senses, the rein, that is string, that wire or what the rope, whatever it is, in the hand of the charioteer, the driver. That is the mind. So the senses, the mind and the intellect, and then the self, like that. If the charioteer, if the driver of the chariot is weak, is unable to hold the reins, the horses can take the chariot anywhere. There will be a problem then. And if the intellect depends upon itself and does not look towards him, the Lord, the self, the intuitive faculty, the discriminative faculty, the guidance given by the saints and sages or the scriptures, then there will not be a smooth journey. Because the intellect has no intelligence of its own. All intelligence, all wisdom comes from him, the self, which is wisdom, which is illumination itself. So those people who depend upon their own intellect only, that means they depend upon their own ego, and nobody can be successful so far decisions are taken guided by ego. Because ego will guide you wrongly. Therefore, the intellect has to seek instructions from him, God, divine. How? Through meditation, through service of others, through introspection, like this. If the instructions are taken and then effort is made to obey the instructions and the horses are controlled properly, the journey will be smooth.